It's less than 2 weeks before Purim. So maybe we should use the shir for this week and the mitzvah Hashem for next week. Maybe on Inyone Purim. Less than 2 weeks. It's not a very, very lot of time to be mechen. For Rosh Hashanah, we've got the whole of Elul. Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah is not such a hard yontif, not like Purim. Rosh Hashanah, we know it's a Yom Hadin, the Sifrei Chaim, we made some psuchim lefonav. We have the seriousness of Rosh Hashanah, the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah. So hopefully, if we have a whole Elul before Rosh Hashanah, we have a chance to be mechen ourselves. Purim is a harder day, but there's none of that. There's none of that which can be ma'ira as to really live through the Purim, that the simcha of Purim, the shichrus of Purim, the chayiv odem lifsuma b'puriyah, should be with the seriousness of an oived, the taka to experience this enormous day in such a way if you want to be Torah to Kiyidin, to experience it the way one should really experience it. So we don't have that much time. So let's think a little bit about Purim and what Purim is going to say to us. Because the emes is that we have to be happy. So it's hard in a way, like I feel happy because there was this enormous Yeshua. But there were other times since Purim Nevuch, and there were big times when there were Yeshuas, and there were times when Nevuch had to suffer, and had to be... Jewish history is a difficult thing to come to grips with. And here, like, what is going to make us happy? What can we say to ourselves? What can we experience on this enormous day of Purim? What can we experience to really make us happy? That's such a poshita thing. So we have to work on that. And let's try a little bit and get into the spirit of Purim. So the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Yud Beis, Shoalu Talmidav es Rab Shimon ben Yochoi. The Talmidim asked Rab Shimon ben Yochoi, Mipnei ma nischaivu saneyam shal Yisroel shebeoisai hadoi klir. There was such a sakona, there was a hasoros tabas, and Haman had bekoyach to destroy the whole of Klal Yisroel. It was the Nes of Purim. Whatever the mahalach of the Nes of Purim is, that's a different story, but without the Nes of Purim, so Haman could have destroyed us. So that means we must have been chayiv clear. So they asked Rav Shimon ben Yochoi, Mipnei ma nischayvu soneihem shal Yisroel shebeoisai hadoi clear? Omar lohem imu atem, what do you think? Amru loi, Mipnei shenenu misudosai shal oisai rosha. It's interesting. They thought, I assume, that the whole story of Purim has to be self-contained. That means that the sibur for the chi of clear also has to be in the Megillah. So they said, well, what do we see that the Yidden did wrong in the Megillah? They were neno misudas achashverosh. Then you can understand that they should be chayiv clear for that. The emes is the chachamim over here don't pull any punches. If they would have said mivnei sheholchu lisudas shel achashverosh, it would have been a little limud schus on us that we did that. It's so difficult to understand. But imagine what that Suda looked like with such a low life, with Achashverosh. He doesn't know any better way to amuse his guests except with Vashti. Was Hotzuch getorn dotten by the Suda, the filth and the ugh. It's schrecklich. How can the Chazal say about Yidden, Shenenu Misudosa Shel Oisa Rosha? Maybe it just means that they ate there. But if you take the word as it's Pashtas, so Nenu means that they had real Hanot. Shenenu Misudosa Shel Oisa Rosha. You can understand that they should be chayiv clear for that. No, but then he asked them, in Kain Shushan Yehroigu, Shabachol Oilam Kulo Al Yehroigu, the Suda was for the people in Shushan, wasn't for the rest of the world. Why should the whole of Klal Yisrael be Chayev? Amruloi Emma'ato, so they asked of Shem Ben Yochoi, what do you say? Amalahem Mitnei Shehishtachavu Letzelem, that they bowed down to the Tzelem by Nebuchadnezzar. Enoch Hanamah, the Sibur for Purim, is not contained in the Megillah. It's something that happened earlier. It happened earlier when Nebuchadnezzar was still alive, and he made this the statue, the tzelem, that everybody had to bow down to the tzelem, and the Yidden came, and except for Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria, they bowed down to the tzelem, mipnei sheshtachavu l'tzelem, and that's why they were chayiv klir. So they asked him, no, so if the whole of Klal Yisrael was choyte, because they were polchul et salma, b'yimei Nebuchadnezzar, so why were they saved? If they were taka chayiv, so why were they saved in the end? They didn't do it because they wanted to bow down to Nebuchadnezzar, they were scared. It was very, very, very scary. Nebuchadnezzar was a mshugna, and he could have killed them all out, and they were afraid. So since they only did it, it wasn't really that they wanted to sort of abnegate themselves to Nebuchadnezzar. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, the sakona in which we were, was only lefonim. It wasn't really that the Rabbi Nishon thought that there was going to really be a Kiloyan. That's also the whole Shiloh, what the Gemara means over here. But let's concentrate on this thought. I have this thought, that if the way the Gemara comes out, the maskona of the Gemara is that the reason why we were chayiv clear was because we were polchul et salmo v'yemei Nebuchadnezzar, so we need to learn that sugya a little bit and to find out its implications. In other words, we had done a terrible avera, except for Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria, everybody had bowed down to the tzelem. Now it's true, Tosha says that it wasn't a real avera zorah, it wasn't andata shel melochim, it was a question of showing kovod to the malchus, but it was wrong, and it was enough to, Morris says, it was enough to be mechayev yidden clear, except for Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria. So let's learn a little bit about that, and let's try to get a musag of Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria, and what went on over there. Because if we can find out why Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria were saved eventually, they didn't bow down and they were saved from the Kibshon HaEsh, so then if the story of Purim is a story which came about because of the chait of Polchul et Salma, we are maybe justified in thinking that the Yeshua from that danger also came for the same kind of schus which Hanani, Mishael and Azariah raked up by not bowing down to the Tzelem. That's a very, very interesting story. You have to learn a medrash in the Medrash Rabbah of Shir HaShirim. Very, very interesting. Zois koimosech domso l'soma. Such a beautiful pasuk where the Chazal go on the pasuk where Shir HaShirim, Zois koimosech, you stood there domso l'soma like a palm tree that is straight and tall and you didn't bow down. And that's the story of Hanani, Mishael, Vazaria. So the background against that story, for that story, is Perek Chof in Yecheskel. So Perek Chof starts like this: Vayhi bashona hashviyas b'chamisha osa lachoydash bo anoshim mizikne Yisroel lidrosh es Hashem vayeshvu lefonai. Apparently was the first day Vayhi bashona hashviyas b'chamisha on the fifth month b'osa lachoydash, in the 10th day of Av. Bo anoshim mizikne Yisroel lidroish es Hashem. They wanted to have something from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vayeshvu lefonai, and they sat before me. Doesn't say what they wanted. It just say that they wanted something from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vayidvar Hashem elai lemer. So Yecheskel had this nevuah. Ben Odom, daber es mizikne Yisroel. Tell these people who came to you. Vomato aleim koyma Hashem elokem. Halidroish, I see atemboim. Are you coming to be doilish me? Are you coming to ask me something? I'm not going to make myself available to you. You are coming here for nothing. I'm not interested in helping you in any way. Terrible, terrible nevuah which he had to tell these people. So what was the background of that story? So the Medrash Rabbah in Shir HaShirim says this unbelievable story. So the background is that Nebuchadnezzar put up this Tselem, and there was Hanani, Mishael, Azariah. They were chosen to represent the Yidden at that terrible moment when everybody was expected to bow down to the Tselem, and this is what happened. Holchulahem Etzel Daniel. They went to Daniel. Daniel was the god Hador. So they went to Daniel and they asked him, Omaloi Rabbeinu Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar Hemed Tselem, Vehifrish Mikol Umo Vumo Shloisha Shloisha, Velonu Hifrish Mikol Yisrael. We have this enormous responsibility on ourselves now. Ma to Aima Lonu, Nisgodle Oiloi. Should we bow down to them or shouldn't we bow down? All the Mephoshim say that if it would have been real Avodah Zorah, Avodah Gris, they wouldn't even have asked. But it wasn't Avodah Zorah, it was Andata Shal Melochim, it was only like to give cover to the Malchus. So should we do it or shouldn't we do it? Omar Lohem, so he said to them, Hine Hanovi Lifnechem, L'chu Etzloi. Says, why do you ask me? I'm Taka the God Lador, and I'm a Gresel Chochem, but in Golos, it's not so easy. So go to the Novi. Yecheskel is here. So why don't you ask Yecheskel? Hine ha-Novi lefnechem, l'chu etzloi. Holchu lehem miyad etzel Yecheskel. So they came immediately to Yecheskel. Amru loi, k'moisha amru l'Daniel. So they told him the same story that they had told Daniel. Nisgod lei oloi. Should we bow down or shouldn't we bow down? That's what Chazal say. That's why he, Bashonah, Ashviz, Bachamisha, Be'osel, Achoydesh, Boru, Anoshim, Mizikne Yisrael. That was Hanani, Vishol, Vazaria. And we'll soon see what it means, Lidrosh, as Hashem. In the meantime, they're only asking Yecheskel. Oh, Omar Lohem, so he said to them, you know what? I'll give you an etzer. Kva mekubel ani mi Yeshayo, Rebbe. He quoted them a posuk from Yeshaya. Says, I have a Rebbe, Yeshaya. Actually, it wasn't a direct Rebbe, probably, because there were too many years between them. But he was obviously like a Talmud of Talmidim of Yeshaya. And in Yeshaya state, Chavi kemadrega ad yavo zoam. Hide yourself. Go into hiding for a short while until the fury passes. In other words, it's a zman zam, when the Nebuchadnezzar issues such a crazy edict. So it's a time of Zam. So the time is not to make waves. Chavi kimadrega, go hide yourself, stay home, don't go there. If you don't go there, nobody can have any tinus. Amrule, so they argued with Yecheskel. Amrule, ma'at boy, what do you want with this advice? Di havin omrin, you want people to say, hodein tzalme, sagden le kolu mayo? Do you want to say that people should be able to say that every single nation bowed down to Nebuchadnezzar? Is that what you want? Omar Lohen, so he said to them, Uma Aten Omren, what do you want? Omrule, they said, I'll tell you what we want. Anon be'inon, noson ve'pegam. I want that there should be not unanimity. We want that there should be a pegam in the almost universal subjugation to Nebuchadnezzar. We want to go there and not bow down. Begin the Yehava Omrin, Hadein Salma Kolumayu Sagetle, Levam Yisrael. I want them to say that everybody taka bow down to the Tselem except for Yisrael. Omar Lohem, so he said, Im Kedaitchem, if that's taka what you want, Hamtinuli ad she'emloch begvura. Give me a chance, I'll ask the Rebbeinu Shlalem. Hado dichsev, bohu anoshem mezikne Yisrael, lidroishas Hashem, bayeshvu lefonem. So they had been disappointed in Yecheskel's answer, but Yecheskel had said it not the Torah's Nevuah. He had said it the Torah's Eitzah. He had a Kabbalah from his Rebbe, Yeshaya, chaviki madrega ad yavazah. So the Zikne Yisrael came by Yeshua Lefona and Mihoyo, Hanani Mishol Vazaya. Those Hanani Mishol Vazaya. Omar Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yecheskel went to the Rebbeinu Shlalom and said, Rebbeinu Shlalom, Hanani Mishol Vazaya mevakshim liten nafsham al kedushas shemecha. They want to be Moisa Nefesh. Miskayim at Alein Oloi. Will you save them or won't you save them? So the Rebbeinu Shalom said, "Eini miskayim aleim. I don't have any intention of saving them. Hado dirsiv ben odam daber zikne Yisroel v'matra aleim. Halidroish oisiyatem boim. Me'achas shegaramtem li lahachrev besi v'lisrov hecholi u'lahaglas bono leveinu umois. That's what the Yidden did to me. V'achar kach atem boim l'darsheni. Chayoni imidoresh lachem." So the Rebbeinu Shalom said, "No, I'm not going to help them." So Yecheskel started crying bitterly, v'kinein, and he said kinnas, v'hilel, and he said yilolus, he wailed, v'omer v'ayil esoyne Yisrael, look what's happened to my people Yisrael, avdo she'eres Yehuda, shlo nishkaya mi Yehuda elo eilum bilvad, these were the best Yidden, sh'neimah v'ayibohem ipne Yehuda, noniel, chanani, v'shol, v'azario, v'zu tshuva bo lohem, v'ave bochi v'ozo. He cried terribly. He said, look what we've come to. Kivan de Oso, so when he came back, Omrulei ma omer lach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they asked him, what did the Rebbeinu Shalom tell you? Omer lohem, eini miskayim aleichem. I'm not going to help them. Omrulei, so they said to him, bein miskayim, bein she'ein miskayim, onu noisne nafshoi seinu al kedushas Hashem. And that is what they said. They said, we'll do it if he's not going to save us, so then we will lay down our lives al kedushas Hashem. And at the end of the Medrash, the Medrash fears out, min de nafken, min gabed Yecheskel, after they left Yecheskel, nigla kodesh baruch hu v'omer lo Yecheskel, ma atsova she'eini miskayim aleim, do you really think I'm not going to save them? Miskayim ani aleim, v'vada, of course I'm going to save them. Hado dirsiv koyama Hashem elokim, oid zois idoresh leveis Yisroel. Later on in Yecheskel you have this pasuk. Elo, why did I say I'm not going to save them? Shvik lahan, leave them, v'loi seima lahan midah, and don't tell them that I came back to you and said that I will save them, because ashpuk lahan mahalchen al tumam, I want them to go with tmimus. And when they go with tmimus, thinking that I'm not going to save them, that is what I want, and that is going to build up the schuyas of Hanani, Mishael, Vazaya in such an enormous way. So that's the story of Hanani, Mishael, Vazaya. Now, this story has an unbelievable sequence, and that's a very, very interesting thing, and that's really what I wanted to get to when I said, let's try and find out what we can learn from how does one escape from the Homans. When Taka Klal Yisrael was Chayef clear, like the Gemara says in Megillah, we were Chayef clear in that doya. And the reason was because everybody else did bow down to the Tzelem. So then it occurred to me that the Eitzah maybe is to learn how Hanani, Mishael v'Azaria was Zoicha to what they were Zoicha. So then we'll maybe know how to escape the Gezerah of Homan. Now that's this unbelievable Perek in Yecheskel, Perek Lamed Zayin, the Achsoma is Yuveshai. So remember that the Rebbeinu Shalom took Yecheskel out into the Bikur, into this huge Bikur, and it was Meleo, Achsoma is Yuveshai, and the Rebbeinu Shalom brought him there. Vehevirani aleihem soviv soviv vehinei rabois ma'od al pnei habikor vehinei yeveshos ma'od. Vayomer elai ben adam hasichyenu atzomos ha'ele. Do you think that these atzomos, they're so dried out, do you think that they can come alive? Vayomer Adonai Elohim atzoh yodotoh. You know, I don't know, how should I know? Vayomer elai hinovei al atzomos ha'ele bimis nave v'omata aleihem. I'm talking to you and I want you to listen to Hashem even though you're dried out. I'm going to bring a ruach into you and you will live. But prior to the ruach, you can't put a ruach into a dry bone. What's going to happen? I'm going to first of all put sinews on you, va'alesi aleichem basar, and then I'm going to put flesh on you, v'koramti aleichem oil, and then I'm going to put skin over you, v'nosati bochem ruach, and then I will blow the ruach into you, v'chyisem v'yidatem ke'ani Hashem. That was what the Rebbeinu Shem promised. Four stages. First, gidim, then basar, then oil, and then ruach. V'nibesi kashet suvesi, ויהי קול כי נביא והנה רעש ותקרבו עצומות עצם על עצמו. Suddenly there was this enormous rush, the gale, the wind, and it brought all the עצומות together. ורואיסי והנה עליהם גידם, and they formed bodies, and suddenly, exactly like the Ribbono Shel Olam had promised, sinews grew on them. ובוסו עולה, and then flesh came on them. ויקרם עליהם אויה מלמולה, and then the skin started covering them. But then there was a letdown. Beruach ein bohem. There was no ruach. But the Rebbeinu Shel Olam promised the ruach. What's happening over here? Why was there no ruach? And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam came to Yechezkel again and said, you know what? The ruach needs a different nevuah. The original nevuah is not enough for the nevuah. Of course I'm going to bring the ruach, but it needs another nevuah. Hinove ben adam. Vomato el horuach, koyama Hashem Elokim me'ava rucha es boyi horuach, ufechi b'harugim o'ele v'chiyum. Bring the ruach from the Abba ruchas. V'hinna besi, kasha tzivane, v'tovo b'hem horuach, v'yichyu, v'yamdu al rageyem, al ragleyem, chayil godol ma'od ma'od. No. Everybody knows, Vayoyme Eloi Ben Adam, Hoatzomois Hoele, Kolbeis Yisroel Hemo, Hine Oimrim, Yoshuatz Moiseinu, they feel so much meyuish, they feel such a yush, Yoshuatz Moiseinu, our bones have dried, Vaobdo Sikvoseinu, our hope has gone, Nigzanu Lono, Lachain Inovei Vomatalem, Koyem Hashem, Hine Ani Paseras Kivrosechem, ועלייסי אסכם בקברסיכם, עמי, ועבייסי אסכם אל אדמס ישראל. ידעתם כן יישם ונצון הספר. That's unbelievable נבואה. Very interesting, this idea that even after the Ribbono Shel Olam had promised the four stages, that the Gidim would come, and the Bosa would come, and the Oya would come, and then the Ruach would come, it didn't happen altogether. First, the three first thing came about, the Gidim and the Bosa and the Oya, and then it needed another Nevuah for the Ruach to come. Rav Neria Zechon Alivrocha, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshivas Bnei Akiva in Eretz Yisrael, he said in Moir Dikavot, I read once something that he wrote, and he said this, Moir Dikavot, he said, that's not what we're seeing in Eretz Yisrael today. The Gidim are there, the Bosa is there, the Oya is there. Of its Feld Ruach, the Ruach isn't there yet. Maybe it's coming, maybe in the years since he said that, maybe he would have said already that the Ruach is beginning to come. We see in Baruch Hashem in many ways, things are becoming very much better than they used to be. In many ways, they're also very much worse than they used to be. Who knows what the uptight is of what's happening. But this is a big nechama, at least it was a big nechama to me, that when we looked at Eretz Yisrael and we saw the Ruach isn't there yet, the Ruach isn't there yet, not the way we would want it. So then, that look, that's what the Novi said, that the first the physical parts would come, and then ultimately the Ruach would come. What does all this have to do with us on Purim? What it has to do with us on Purim is that Chazal say, there's a Chazal which says, where did that Ruach come from? When the Ruach ultimately came after the second Nevuah, so where did the Ruach come from? Steht in Chazal, the Ruach was that same wind that blew open the Kishon HaEsh of Hanani, Mishael, Azariah. That means, when after Nebuchadnezzar had thrown Hanani, Mishael, Azariah into the Kishon HaEsh, and then ultimately the Ribbono Shel Olam, he sent in a Malach was together with them that they shouldn't be burned, and then he sent this terrible wind and it smashed the Kishon HaEsh and they walked out. So Chazal, where did that wind go after it had smashed the Kifshan HaEsh, after it smashed the Kifshan HaEsh, it went to the Bikas Dura, and there it was Mechaya, the Mason of Yecheskel. That wind, that is what blew wind into Klal Yisrael. That is what blew life back into Klal Yisrael. The wind that saved Hanani Mishol Bazaria. So, that's really the Shtikl Torah which I wanted to say, the Purim Dekel Shtikl Torah. That means if the Oynesh of Purim, the Sakona of Purim, the Neschaivu Klia came about from those people who bowed to the Tzelem. So it's reasonable to suppose that the Geula of Purim came about by the same means as the Geula came about, which came from the Mesiras Nefesh of Hanani Mishael Vazaria. It's not for nothing that the Rebbeinu Shalom said, you know what, I want them to go with Tmimus. I want them to go with Tmimus. There are places where Chazal referred to Hanani Mishael Vazaria as Gedoyle Hador, but I have the feeling that it refers to them as Gedoyle Hador mitzad the Elchkeit, that they were the ones who were willing to lay down their lives for Kiddush Hashem. But the Emes Gadol Hador was Daniel. That's why they went to ask him. No, he didn't feel he could help them. He sent them to Yecheskel. But Yecheskel also didn't help them. And then they went to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't help them. So what helped them? What helped them was Tmimus. What helped them was the Tmimus of a Yid, that he wants to be Mekadosh Shem Shemaim. He wants that to be able to lay down his life for the Rebbeinu Shalom and to avoid this terrible Chilul Hashem, that people should say everybody without exception was Mishtachavet to the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar. He said, I'm going to make sure that somebody is not going to bow down. And they went there with Tmimus. Tmimus in this case apparently means that they were ready for Kiddush Hashem. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom had said, I'm not going to be, HaLidrosh Atem Bosem Chai Ani Im Yidoresh Lachem, I'm not going to be interested in you. And Yecheskel typed that up to them in saying, Rebbeinu Shalom is not going to save you, which means if you do it, you're on your own. The Rebbeinu Shalom is not going to help you. And Hanani Mishael Azayu said, that's fine. Rebbeinu Shem is with us when he's not with us also. And if he wants that we should lay down our lives, that means he won't help us, so we'll be happy to lay down our lives for Kiddush Hashem. That means in order to be that way, in Tmimus, then you have to be the kind of person who really loves the Rebbeinu Shem very much. To be willing to go al Kiddush Hashem. It's no fun to be thrown into a Kishon HaEsh. It's very, very, very scary. And to be able to say, no, we tried and we asked everybody and we had a lot of opportunities to back out. Daniel said, look, go to Yecheskel. We could have said, look, it's busy now. It's probably busy now. We'll go another time. We would have forgotten the whole thing. Yecheskel said, Chaviki Madrega at Yavo Zom. What can I better than a message from Yeshaya Novi? In a time of Zom, don't make waves. Go hide yourself. Isn't it Meirudik? And they didn't look for any excuses. They went and they said, Ben Miskayim Oleinu, Ben Eino Miskayim Oleinu. We're going to die al Kiddush Hashem, but we're going to avoid the Chilul Hashem of saying that everybody bowed down to Nebuchadnezzar. So the lessons from this and what we as individuals and as Tzibur can make from this, from Purim, that we should learn something from that we leave to everyone to work out for himself what by us and in our reality and in the kind of lives that we're living right now and in the tzoros which we have and the sakonas in which we live, that the tmimus, to summon up the tmimus of saying Bein Miskayim Aleinu, Bein Eino Miskayim Aleinu, we're going to go on Kiddush Hashem. So I hope in Yetz Hashem that next week we'll have another chance to think some more about Purim.